All right, pleasure being with you on this Father's Day weekend, Saturday here. We've got the Giants and Pirates coming up at 1:05 Pacific today. And it is Alex Wood, a battle of lefties today. Alex Wood, 31 years old, against 33-year-old Jose Quintana. And he was with the Giants last year for five games. Didn't see a lot of action, but he was here. And now he's with the Pirates and not having a bad season for Pittsburgh. They just don't hit much. And Alex Wood works quickly, and hopefully he'll have a similar game to the others that he has had in June. He's had a very, very good June so far. All right, joining us now, and I'm looking forward to this conversation all morning, and that is Keegan Mathieson, and he covers the Blue Jays for MLB.com. The Yankees and Blue Jays going at it in Toronto this weekend. Keegan, a pleasure having you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How's everything down your way today?
Well, pretty good. As I say, it's Alex Wood and Quintana against the Pirates, who are sort of challenged offensively, and the Giants hit some home runs. So we'll see. As Tony La Russa says, ask me in about 4 hours. I'll tell you how I am today. But, hey, how about you guys? Look, the Yankees are there. We'll talk about today's matchup in a second, which is a terrific pitcher that I'd like to learn more of. But 48-16, and the Blue Jays are 11 back, and they still look like a terrific team.
It's amazing to see the Blue Jays chasing a team this good, because it seems like no matter what they do, no matter how much they win, the Yankees are still just as far away, maybe further. So it's a frustration of the AL East, I guess, at this point. But Blue Jays have been playing much better. You know, April was not an accurate look at who this team is, both in terms of identity and performance and talent, but they're certainly back to what they are best at, which is being an offensive team that now has more pitching. But New York is just so good right now. That 12-3 win that the Yankees had here yesterday was as dominant a beating as we've seen over the Blue Jays this season. And you see not just the top-end talent, but the depth of New York, and I think most importantly, the health. You know, this time of year, we're normally talking about New York's IL being stacked up with superstars, and right now they're all in the lineup.
Well, what about this Cortez, who's pitching for the Yankees? Let's start just a little bit of Yankee baseball before we get into the Blue Jays. What about Cortez?
What an incredible development story, too. You know, this guy was not a linear path to where he is. There were times where it looked like he would not be a big leaguer, frankly, and it's been an incredible journey for him to be really one of the best pitchers in baseball right now, and that's adding to something that's already a great strength for the Yankees. You know, they have so much pitching talent, both that they have gone out and purchased, and Garrett Cole and Big Money Arms, but also some guys they've developed. And that goes right into the bullpen as well. I think that's a major advantage they have over the Blue Jays right now. When you look at the back end rotation, but especially through that bullpen, the middle innings, it's very strong. You know, they are playing as well as you can right now, and a lot of that has to do with the pitching.
Well, even with that, Keegan Mathieson with us, who covers the Blue Jays for MLB.com, even with all that, the Blue Jays are going to be a playoff team, and the Blue Jays are formidable. And that's why I was looking forward to having you on. You look at their rotation. You look at their fielding. You look at their ERA and the hitting. My goodness, with the names in there, they're going to be there. So let's start going through the Blue Jays just a little bit so everybody understands the team. And we'll start with the one pitcher that everyone in the Bay Area is thinking about every once in a while, and that's Kevin Gausman. How is he doing? And I know he got hit hard the last start, but are the Blue Jays happy with Kevin Gausman?
Definitely happy so far. Now, it's been a bit of two tails with Gausman lately. Now, he started the year as maybe the best pitcher in the league, you know, for a certain stretch of 4 or 5 weeks, and did not walk anybody, did not allow a home run, and really didn't allow much contact at all. You know, that splitter that's, I'm sure everyone listening down there knows very well, was at its best. And when that is at its best, it might be the best pitch in baseball. It's right up there. And recently, hitters have caught on. You know, they have made an adjustment. So now it's Gausman's turn to make that adjustment back and counter what hitters are doing, because he's had a couple of rough ones, and he's been pretty disappointed in that. But early on was just fantastic. You see why the Blue Jays went out and spent that money on him immediately. You see the talent, and having him at the top alongside Berríos and Alek Manoah really gives the Blue Jays a very good 1-2-3. You know, you'd love that to go 4-5. We'll see how that depth goes. But thinking of playoff series, like you mentioned, you need that 1-2-3 that's really strong. So I think having Gausman here has been a fantastic fit. We'll see him adjust back, I believe, after some rough ones. But that stretch he opened the season with was as good a pitching we've seen in Toronto for a long time.
Well, he needs a hitter to chase the splitter. That's the key, to chase it. If they lay off it and he's got to come in with a fastball, then it's trouble. And he knows that, and it's a question of the command of the splitter for him. What about Manoah? And Bruce Jenkins and I, of course, you know Bruce, a wonderful baseball writer out here in the Bay Area, talk about Manoah all the time. He's a big guy, but he just dominates the game, and he goes today against the Yankees, a team that's won 8 in a row. What do you think about Manoah? Give us a scouting report on him.
Well, this is exactly what they want on the mound, and his ascension to where he is right now has been ridiculous. It's well ahead of schedule. The way he shot up to the majors last year was incredible, and it's impressive to see that one or two times. You know, you see a lot of young guys come up and have immediate success, but then the league figures them out. So that's why so many young pitchers fizzle so quickly, but he has sustained that. And Manoah's thinking was always that the sophomore slump was the hitter's problem, not his problem. Now he knows more about them, and that's all you need to know about his mindset. You know, I have met very few baseball players with more confidence, and he earned that confidence. You know, it's a swagger that you need to be able to pull off with some results, but he does that. And not only is he a perfect fit in this team, I think he's a perfect fit in this city, in Toronto. He's an athlete that this city has really embraced for that personality. You know, he will be the guy with the chains bouncing off the chest, beating his chest as he's off the mound. It's a personality people love. And right now, this is amazing to say with Berríos and Gausman in this rotation, but right now, if you're in a wild card game or game one of a series, mm-hmm. you might want that to be Manoah, even at his age. He has been that good, that consistent, and that natural in big moments. He loves big moments, just like today.
Boy, very good. All right, now, Maple Leafs and Blue Jays. Who's got the ear of the fan?
Well, you know what? The Maple Leafs are always going to be what stirs the pot up here until they, you know, do their annual disappointments and flame out. Then everybody goes to the ballpark. So I think, you know, the Maple Leafs, it's always going to be number one in Toronto and in Canada. The NHL always will be. But, you know, the Blue Jays are closing that gap a little bit. And if Blue Jays make it past, let's say, round one of the playoffs, that'll help them leapfrog them a little bit. You can kind of set your watch to the Maple Leafs these days, unfortunately.
Well, they came very close in the playoff this year. I think a lot of people were rooting for them before they got knocked out in the first round once again. Boy, a pleasure having Keegan Matheson with us. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter, at Keegan Matheson, K-E-E-G-A-N, Matheson. Now, offensively, I mean, this is when people think of the Blue Jays, they think of, you know, 105 home runs given up, 105 home runs hit. 49 only given up, which is right up there with the Giants, who've given up 48. But then you think offensively, come on, Vladimir Jr., Springer, people like that, Gurriel, Biggio, Bichette. I mean, what a lineup.
A lot of talent there. And it didn't work out earlier this season. And the Blue Jays were really struggling with runners on. A lot of those key situations, and some of that is fixed just because of luck, frankly. You know, things do tend to balance out. But I think this lineup has calmed down and gotten back to what they're best at. And you see a lot of maybe secondary guys entering the season that you weren't expecting to be stars, but like Alejandro Kirk is one of the hottest hitters in the league right now, and especially at catcher. Then they add Gabriel Moreno, their top prospected catcher, who's been so good. You're seeing this lineup be a little longer now at this point. And repeating what they did in 2021 would be difficult. You're taking out Marcus Semien's historic season there. But this is a lineup that should be able to do what the Yankees did to them yesterday. They should be able to beat up on teams and steal some games. There were far too many 2-1, 3-1 games early in the year, but I think this is a lineup that can really survive in high-scoring games like that, when you're looking at a 9-6, a 10-8 type of situation, which we don't see a lot of that in the playoffs, granted. You know, they're going to need to win with pitching and defense, as Charlie Montoyo always says. But I think at this point you're seeing that lineup pick up, and it's always about Vladdy. It's all going to be about Vladdy still. He is the thing that this lineup orbits around, and he's really starting to heat up. I think he's going to enter his dangerous months here now.
Mm. Alejandro Kirk, and I'm glad you brought him up. So fans understand, this is 5'9", 220 pounds. He's a DH catcher. He's hitting well over 300 and 23 walks, 19 strikeouts. And you look at something like that, you think of, well, he must be a little infielder who, you know, just makes contact. This guy has been terrific. Where did Alejandro Kirk come from, and does the baseball world have any idea who he is?
They're about to. You know, Kirk is one of the more unique builds in baseball. You know, think a Williams Astudillo type. And if he's 5'9", I'm 7 feet tall. I need to be measured by that same guy, I think. But Kirk has such an incredible plate approach. It is so mature, especially for his age. But for anybody, even if he is 35, it's a mature plate approach. And has such a knack for putting the bat on the ball. Now, he started out a little slow this year, but has come on so well. Has really surprised me as a catcher as well when he's behind the plate. He's exceeded expectations defensively. And when Danny Jansen is healthy, the Blue Jays have Jansen, Gabriel Moreno, and now Alejandro Kirk. Kirk might be a favorite to be in the All-Star game at catcher for the American League. Now, this guy was not signed for a big bonus at all. He came up through the system as a player who, very frankly, when you look at a lineup of guys, if you look at him physically, you are not going to assume he's the good one. You are not going to assume he's hitting 325 or taking these great, you know, plate approaches. But he really is a player who breaks the mold. You know, a very, very unique player, and one that this lineup needs, because it's a lineup that hits for power, which means there's also going to be strikeouts. And Kirk is the guy who will work walks and put the ball in play. You know, frankly, if there's a runner on third, tie game and one out, Kirk is who you want at the plate. He is a lock to put that ball in play.
Well, I can't wait to see him. I don't think I've ever seen him play, and I can't wait to see him. Boy, Matt Chapman. Now, that's one. Look, he didn't hit much for the A's the last couple of years, and that has been a big issue for him while he was out here. Now, with the Blue Jays, I'm looking at the average, 223, an OPS 709. I know he's been injured, but has Matt Chapman lived up to anything that the Blue Jays thought?
We'll see. You know, we'll see. It's been a slower first couple of months for him. His bat has certainly been coming around. He was the king of the warning track fly ball for a while there. He's been making some good contact, dealing with a bit of wrist soreness and swelling lately. But his defense has been just as advertised. You know, it's something that you do need to see every day to appreciate. And even seeing his pregame work, the normal plays he's making and the difficult plays that he makes look normal, it's really spectacular. So we're always going to look to offensive numbers first because home runs are more fun. That's what fans want to see. But that defense has been spectacular. His pitchers love him. And I think eventually we'll see that bat come around. You're right, though. We need a little bit more there, the Blue Jays do, from Chapman. But, you know, certainly coming over with the reputation he had, he's getting there. But the defense has really been a treat.
How have they replaced Semien and all the home runs and all that? Who's playing short? Who's playing second? Do they turn double plays? You know, with all the analytics today, if the ball's on the ground, you got to turn it into outs and turn those double plays. Can the Blue Jays do that?
Yeah, the most underrated guy on this roster might be Santiago Espinal right now. And he was a utility guy last year. They got him from Boston in 2018 for Steve Pierce. And he was projected as a utility guy, maybe a light-hitting guy. Put on some muscle this offseason, and it's a rare case where a guy adds muscle and it actually matters. You know, 100 times every spring we hear that story, and it doesn't matter. But with Espinal, it really has. And he is a very sharp defender. You know, he can move around, but is playing primarily second base and is right up there in the American League among second basemen wins above replacement right now. And a team that has championship aspirations needs that. And by that, I mean a guy who's going to play really well and not cost you $30 million. You know, somebody that you are developing internally that helps you balance a roster. And he's young, he's quick, he's versatile. He is not a replacement for a 45 home run season from a second baseman. Nobody is. Nobody was going to be, but he has really exceeded expectations. And I think when you look at roster construction and his value, I mean, Charlie Montoyo has had him lead off. He's had him hit number two in this batting order. And it's been a really exceptional thing to see and very quietly valuable. Not a name that you'll hear around the league, I think, very much at all, but in Toronto, definitely a guy who has a lot of fans in this organization.
Well, it's great to have you on, Keegan, and learn about the Blue Jays here, because I remember this when Seattle won all the 116 games, whatever, and I remember the A's just get in the playoffs. Don't worry about
That's
catching
right.
Seattle. And for the Blue Jays, don't worry about catching the Yankees. Just get in and do what you can do, and that things will take care of themselves. Only 30 errors this year, to answer that question. They're number five in Major League Baseball in fielding percentage. One last thought for you, the manager. And again, this is someone who doesn't get a lot of press out here. We don't know much about him. What about Montoya?
Montoya's been an interesting case this year because we're seeing how his job changes. Now, when he came in 2019, Charlie came from a player development background as a minor league manager at every level for a lot of years. He had a great deal of experience. And his job was to manage a team that was bridging the gap. So if a young player screwed up, well, maybe you yank him if you're a contender, but in Charlie's case in 19 and 20, you keep rolling him out. You keep trying to build confidence, even if it means not giving your team the best chance to win that day, for example. And that's okay. It was part of a developing team with a long-term view in mind. And the defense you just mentioned, I think, is the best example. Because you look back a few years ago, this was not a good defensive team. It was painful at times. A lot of fundamental errors. But he kept putting players out there, kept trying to get them to succeed, and that's really changed. And I think now you're seeing him shift into a mode where it's about winning now and winning every single day. And we're seeing a little more fire from Charlie. He's been on the field a few more times expressing his opinion and some stuff like that. You're seeing a shift in him, but was definitely brought in as a manager who was part of development. But now we're seeing that change, and it's been a pretty interesting change to see, from a managerial standpoint. I think in a lot of markets, it's a misunderstood job, especially now with the level of analytics and front office involvement. But definitely seeing a change from Montoya recently, and this team is certainly going well underneath him.
They respond. Well, again, I thank you for coming on. Blue Jays for me last year were my dark horse team, and I still think that this is a team that's got to be dealt with. And you're right, Vladdy Jr.'s got to bear the burden here of carrying this ball club a little bit, but there are a lot of other pieces. Keegan, great to have you with us. Thank you so much. We'll see Manoah and Taillon today and see how that turns out, but enjoy what's going on, and we'll catch up with you again.
Absolutely. Happy to join you. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Very nice. Keegan Mathieson. He covers the Blue Jays on MLB.com. Boy, Blue Jays are a good team. All right, more coming up. Bill Carey and I will kick it around right after this on the Sports Leader.